Okay, guys, I almost, Fev, wanted to come back a week early because something happened in the world a week ago that I was busting to talk to you about, and I've had to wait a whole 8 days, and it continues. Big news over the weekend. I am, of course, talking about Megxit.
It's a great name.
Megxit.
It's the best. Whoever thought of that?
It's good, isn't it?
It's not that hard, but it's pretty good.
They're done.
They're done, I know.
Just a quick snapshot if anyone has been away or been off their social media and done one of those detoxes. So Harry and Meghan announced about 8 days ago that they wanted to step back as senior royals, but they wanted to keep being a royal and doing bits. Basically, they wanted the good bits of being a royal. They wanted to call themselves yeah. royals. Yesterday, the Queen put her fist down.
Is that the term? Yep.
Did she put it?
I think you put your foot down.
Put her foot down. Not fist, definitely foot. Put her foot down and she said, go with my good grace. You are allowed to go.
Very classy.
Wish you well. You're my grandson. I want you to be happy. But no more free stuff from the public. Yeah. No more money. No more money for you.
They're on the payroll for 3 more months.
Yeah, they'd want to pocket some of that cash.
How do they get paid? Like, because they've got to pay back that $2.4 million.
Home renovations.
But they don't have any money. Like, he's never earned any money.
Okay, here's the thing.
He wouldn't even have a bank card.
No. It's called the, I believe, the duchy. What's that thing? The duchy.
Pass the duchy?
No, not pass the duchy.
Bitcoin.
The Duke of Duchy. So Prince Charles actually has a stream of income from the Duke of Duchy or something.
But
he gives it to his sons. So he gets £21 million a year. I've remembered all these stats.
Yeah.
And that's from the Duke of Duchy, which is some sort of private enterprise that the prince gets money from.
Yeah.
And he gives Wills and Harry... Basically, it's just the best pocket money you'd ever get.
Is Wills friends with Burke?
Good gear.
Who's Wills?
Wills. Prince Wills. Everyone calls him Wills.
No, they don't.
What do they call him?
Will.
You sure they don't call him Wills?
No.
I thought he was Wills.
No, he's
anyway,
not an explorer.
I was like, there's now a history buff.
They both get... Pocket money from their dad. That's where he gets his money.
21 mil, split that up into three. Well, that's not bad. About six and a half each.
Okay. But, and I believe the prince may continue to give him that money. So it may not hit him in the hip pocket as much as we think it will.
Yeah, because they're looking at a $40 million ranch in Canada. And I'm like, how the hell do they make that money?
Well,
because she wouldn't have much money.
She'd have a little bit. Well, let's be honest. They're now going to do commercial deals.
So 100%.
She's now, she gets to go. I mean, if you're going to be really, I guess, what do you call it?
They're going to be influencers.
It's really hard to get my
They're going to be influencers.
Well, influencers. Yes, but also, see, she can go back to being a Hollywood star. So this may have been the plan the whole time.
100%
I have a feeling what happened was she's married into the family, got her prince, because we've heard that that's what, you know, she was often in social circles saying, I'd like to meet a rich Englishman. She got one of the richest, one of the most high profile. But then they said, shut down your Instagram, shut down your blog, because she had a blog at the time. Not allowed to comment on anything that happens in the world. Go and sit in Frogmore Cottage and be a good girl. And I reckon she's gone, Harry, this is not happening. I do not. I am not shutting my mouth. I've got opinions. I've got opinions on climate change. Well,
sucked him right in.
Yeah, but also, put away the jet. Stop the jets and stop flying back and forth from Canada and the UK if you really care about climate change. And I think
come off the long run.
I've actually got too much to say.
Right.
I'm bracing myself. We're going to have to talk about this whole show.
No, we'll sit tight on it. We'll come back.
But anyway,
I
believe that's what's happened. And then she's gone, get me back to a country where I can just be myself again.
But do they still so does he collect the pocket money, but then they also get to make other money from other arrangements?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a deal.
Well, yeah, but the only thing I think that was ordinary about it, see, there's obviously two camps with this, Fev, and I want to hear your opinion very much. The camp is good luck to them. They were harassed by the press.
No.
Go and let them be free people. And then there's the other side of the coin. Please, share your thoughts.
Now, my side is, well, they've done well. They're going to make a lot of money. But it's it's 1,000 years of history. He's a royal.
Mm.
There is rules. There's a monarch. You can't just leave. Like, she knew what she was getting married into. And there was an audio of her saying, oh, I got warned by my English friends about the tabloids. And so you knew what you're getting into. Harry, if I was a queen, oh, God.
She'd be livid.
Oh, she'd be livid. You cannot leave. Once you're a royal, you're a royal. Good people, like this day and age, the young people, and I spoke to Leon before, and he was like, oh, well done. They've gone off.
He's very woke, man.
But you can't do that. There's rules. It's like a law for them. You can't leave.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You're a royal.
It's so funny. I'm on your side, yet I feel like he's allowed to leave if he wants.
No, but he can't. He can't.
But he can. You can't say he's imprisoned in the royal family.
Okay, you leave, but you don't get any money. You don't get paid.
I agree.
You lose everything. You lose your security.
I'm with you.
That house is a. That's a monarch. You can't have that.
I think he's now got to pay rent on that.
Doesn't matter. You can't have it.
I agree with you.
You can't have any money.
This is exactly what my point. I am annoyed that the day that they said we're leaving, they suddenly had this fancy website called Royal Sussex. Well, hang on, you don't want to be a royal? Drop the royal.
No, it just should be called Sussex.com. Not even that.
Harry and Meghan. You're just Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meg.
That's it.
Fair enough.
And we live in Canada.
We've sorted it all out.
We're not even English.
No, they're nothing.
But we're angry at them. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox. Amazing to see the footage yesterday afternoon of what was happening in our city with the floods, torrential rain, hailstorm. When you think about how the year started, and our thoughts are with everybody and anyone who has been affected through the bushfire, the many bushfires, and they're still burning. 14 fires are continuing to burn throughout Victoria. So many homes lost, lives lost. It's been such a tough start to the year, and we just wanted to stop down for a second and reflect on what's been happening in our city, in our country over the last month.
Firefighters have been pushed to the limit in the southeast corner of the nation today.
Jane Gilbert has lost her house and a lifetime of memories.
We've got a lot of friends around the area and we do have this thing.
There is just simply nothing left, nothing at all except ash. What in
the
world
are we going to do? The public have just been unbelievable at coming together to support each other.
Pretty much just packed the van with our food and we started towards the bushfire area.
What can I do? The one thing I knew that I could do is sow.
It really is just an unbelievable situation.
The generosity of Australians and people around the world has just been overwhelming for us. It's really fantastic.
We have people saying, I have 30 acres of farmland, come and drop all your horses. And we've got people saying, look, I don't have any room, but you can come and camp in my backyard and I'll make you breakfast.
I had builders rolling up with thousands of dollars worth of brand new tools open in the back of their utes up for us. It was unbelievable.
So our page is called Tradies for Fire Affected Communities.
Animals are coming together as well as people. And yes, wombat has saved a life there.
Our page is just this, this bastion of love and support and hope.
Legends of the Game showed out in force at Rod Laver Arena. The man behind the event, Australian Nick Kyrgios.
I'm just so happy that we had Roger, Novak, Rafa, some of the greats to get behind it, and everyone around the world at the moment, the awareness has grown, and I think we're doing everything we possibly can to overcome this together.
Thank you. 101.9 The Fox.
Look, I'm sitting here next to the reigning king of the jungle. No man has yet won I'm a Celeb since Brendan Favola became king of the jungle. He is not only a radio superstar, he is obviously a former AFL great and also a television legend. In fact, he was on a TV show on the weekend.
Okay, well, is this some sort of roasting? I mean, what are we doing here? Is this a tribute to Brendan?
Can I not genuinely appreciate my friend? I mean, I'm saying maybe I put a little bit of mayo on it because I didn't watch him on the telly.
Where was the mayo?
It was all true. You're right. But, Feb, you were on the telly.
Yes,
and I
didn't watch it either, Boxy. Oh. I didn't. You know what I was doing? I was sitting at the tavern on Hamilton Island having a Palmer, watching the cricket, the basketball and the GGs with a pot. Hmm. And then Lenny rang and said, because I'd taken him jet skiing. We've been out all morning. And then they're like, we're on TV. And I'm like, good. Anything else you need? Because I am watching the races. So I didn't watch it. But obviously, you didn't watch it either.
I didn't.
What are you doing on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, gosh. Do you know what? The whole holiday's a blur. I have no idea.
What even? What channel?
I have no idea.
It was Channel 7, Byron, your station.
What was the show doing?
It was called Caravan Show.
Caravan Show? The Caravan Show.
Hang on, he's just going through his phone. Find out what the name of the show was.
They actually changed the name.
Caravan Road Show or something?
There was a caravan, but they actually changed. It was called My Road Show to Adventure, but it was called something else when we were filming it, but they changed it.
Wow.
And is it every week a celebrity goes on a caravan trip?
Patrick Dangerfield does it. Richo's doing it in Tassie. I think Sam Frost is doing it in Sydney somewhere.
What channel?
Channel 7.
We already covered that.
Sorry. But anyway, we got into a beautiful Jayco and
How did you do this?
I drove this down to the peninsula. Wow. Have you ever tried to to tow a caravan?
No.
Wow, that is tough.
Don't you need a license for that?
No. Okay, probably some procedures.
Anyway, we went down. I had to go down to Mercedes and get it down to Brighton because you need a bull bar thing.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the bull bar at the back bull there, bar, the tow bar. Yep.
And you have to have a certain car to tow a caravan. Yeah. And I didn't have that car, so I got in there. Anyway, I've driven it out. You've got to take real wide turns.
Don't do any turns.
No, but when you turn, what do you mean? I can't go straight.
I'm sorry, there's turns on this route.
If I had a caravan on the back, I'm just driving straight.
No, because the caravan turns with the car. Yeah, so if you go wide, it goes wide. But if you go around and, I hit the gutter a couple of times. That was awkward. But we drove down to the beautiful peninsula and we went around the peninsula.
What caravan park did you stay at?
Dramana Caravan Park. Great establishment.
Beautiful.
And we put the caravan, you back it in and you get all the stuff out and you cook your dinner and then you sleep in the caravan and then we stayed there for the weekend. So it was great seeing some beautiful parts of the peninsula.
Good stuff.
And you say you stayed there for the weekend.
Yeah, we did.
How? When you say stayed, you drove the car in and then drove out? Or did you leave the caravan and go to...
It's been aired. No, I didn't stay in the caravan. We drove home and then went back the next day.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Our next guest loves the tennis.
Oh, and he loves a freebie as well, doesn't he? Of course, Husey for what we're now calling...
Monday.
Husey.
It's Husey Monday. And I do love the tennis, guys, but not today because, Husey, we have a problems back on Channel 10 tonight. So that's what I'll be watching. I won't be watching the tennis on another channel now. I'll be focused on Channel 10.
Why would you watch the Joker when you know he's going to win?
Exactly.
We don't know what's going to be on. Let's watch it.
Very good point. Watch the Joker in the final when he gets there.
Watch him next round.
I mean, it's inhumane what they do in the early rounds these big players.
Silly. You don't even watch
it. Husey, I've got to say too, well done to you and Channel 10 right behind the show because I've seen so many promos. I'm so excited about all the dilemmas. I've seen the marriage dilemma with Ben.
Yep.
And I've seen the woman who's in love with you, but her partner hates you. Which one have I got tonight?
Now, that was full on. The guy who hated me, he isn't on tonight. But this guy walked on TV and I thought he hates me. But when he sees me, he won't tell me he hates me. And he doubled down on it.
Oh, wow.
Almost turned into Jerry Springer.
Where's the hate come from?
Well, from me, apparently, from what I project out there.
You're unhateable.
No, that's not true, Fev. People hate me. You know, no one hates Fev, though. No one hates Fev. Does anyone hate Fev?
There's a few Carlton board members that might.
A few
high ranking.
Husey, I remember being told once it's good to polarise. You don't want to be vanilla and beige. You want the odd hater. You should thank that guy because he makes you interesting.
Well, apparently, if you've got 50% of the audience with you, 50% against you, you've got 100% of the audience.
Yeah!
But tonight the one of the big problems is a woman who's got a much younger lover, and they have sessions. I'm going to say the word that last up to 4 or 5 hours. Apparently,
who could be bothered?
No help.
Well, exactly. I mean, that gets me through a whole year.
5 hours?
Mate, that'd be my 39 years worth.
And a happy birthday to the big man.
Thanks, Husey. I'm not even going to go for dinner tonight. I'm going to sit home and I'm going to have my beautiful dinner and I'm going to watch you on TV.
Oh, what a great birthday present.
What a great birthday.
Yeah, so I had to confirm it by Googling that today is the day. So it's great when you can Google people, isn't it?
You know? Because we couldn't quite get you on when you were supposed to come on, but then I got a message from you when you should have been on, but then you weren't on.
Because I was in the background listening to you, Peter.
he's down the line.
Birthday talk about whether Fev's going to have a heart attack on his birthday, and I'm Wiggle style, and I thought, no, it's...
Fifi said someone that she knew had a heart attack at like 42, and she looked at me because since I last left over our break, I've put on about 10 kilos, and I said, what, are you saying that because I'm big, that I'm due to have a heart attack?
You can just never be too careful.
Oh, absolutely, and the wiggle, he's good, isn't he, I believe?
No, Greg is going well. I think
that was lucky, though.
That was very lucky.
Very dramatic
incident. There was a nurse in the audience, lucky she was there.
Wake up, yellow wiggle.
No, that's the other guy.
That was Jeff.
That was the purple.
Jeff was there.
Jeff didn't get much coverage.
Because he was potting him saying, oh, Jeff's so old now. Look at him. He's still asleep.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right. And there's, I mean,
I watched it.
Yeah. It was adults only. Adults only.
It was an adults only Wiggles.
It's a strange event. Anyway, Husey.
They did live stream it, didn't they?
It was amazing.
I just mean, Husey, nothing gets past Feb. Like, he watches
everything. I was away
everything.
As well. I don't know how I watched that.
Must have had 30 screens at home, like he's some space shuttle launch or something.
He's got the Happy Valley races on, and then he's also streaming an adult Wiggles show.
By the time that was on, mate,
Right now, he's probably watching the NFL playoffs over Feb.
No, I am. I've got that on the phone and I'm watching the Today Show.
Anyway, we'll be watching Husey tonight. Husey, we have a problem, which sounds like almost the opposite of a problem for that particular person that's
on
tonight.
Yeah, well, exactly. But people are judging her, apparently. So, yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's on tonight. And me and Ed Cavalry from 5 p.m. this afternoon.
Yes, you and Ed.
Good on you, mate. Great to have you back.
Paid off and then just got a new guy. Well done.
This is The Fox.
Got a new guy.
101.9 The Fox.
Now it's our big boy, our main man's birthday today, Brennan Favola, 39. Look at you still in your 30s.
Oh,
your
God.
Little spring
How's
chicken.
How's it feel to get over that one, the big one?
Do you know what? It's nothing.
Nothing different?
I'm telling you, it's actually a relief.
Yeah.
Relief? Once you've hit 40, you just stop caring, Feb. I'm serious.
I did that at the 30s. No, seriously, I did. No, but it is my birthday. I was just saying to you, like, everyone goes, oh, it's your birthday. I've only had 39 of them. That's only 38 days where people have gone, happy birthday. It's not that long, is it?
Yeah, when you crunch it down like that, it's actually quite depressing.
Yeah,
like, that's not many days.
Well, you don't know if you're going to get another one either. So you've just got to really pump it up.
And we were just talking about heart attacks. Like, let's
flattening
not,
times.
Pretty...
No, you brought
just quickly, and this is a beautiful moment for the show. And we love this when Fev's father, Ange, joins the show. He joins us so often, he even has his own jingle. Should we just play the Ange Favola jingle? Here we go.
Angie!
Angie!
Oh, you're a crackpot.
When will you stop calling Fev?
Now, this is
oh, there we go. Don't get smart. Now, this is a bit more of a, I guess, a candid Ange Favola moment on the show, in that Fev wasn't aware it was coming up.
No, we got your brother Jace. Personally, possibly my favourite Favola. I love Jace. I feel like Jace had a good holiday too.
Yeah.
He didn't get a lot of love on your socials, but I was all over his.
I didn't see him much.
And it was Liv's birthday yesterday.
Yeah,
happy
Liv's birthday,
Liv.
Yeah.
His daughter, beautiful daughter.
Good stuff.
She's a stalker.
I am. I'm stalking Jace.
Stop. Well, Jace was hanging out with Dad a lot because they're doing a lot of renovations at Dad's house too. It was like Dumb and Dumber.
Actually, your mum and Dad, Kazza was in the backyard too at Jace's.
Oh, God, there's three of them.
Anyway, Jace did us a little favour and he got a message recorded of your dad, Ange. This is your dad's message for you on your birthday.
Is it translated?
Here we go. Yeah, he is a bit hard to understand.
Happy birthday, son. 38 years old and you're finally grown up. I'm proud of you. You got four gorgeous daughters. Enjoy your day and have a good time. Thank you. Bye.
I'm 39.
I mean,
he's so dumb.
Never fails to deliver. And he doesn't mean to. It's amazing.
Hello, son.
He's the dad.
He's the dad.
He's your dad.
Yeah.
Okay, God. There was some more, though. I mean, no, but then I guess Jason, who was with him, didn't feel like that was quite enough.
No, Jace, well produced. Try to get a bit more.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that's all.
What about a message to Byron?
Byron, we've got to catch up. Keep saying to you, we've got to catch up. We've got to catch up and have a drink, and you're going to buy. I'm sorry to say that, but you're buying. Can't you buy?
Anything for fee?
That's your buying.
No, nothing for fee.
What is going
wow.
on?
Wow.
Nothing.
He's part of the Italian mafia.
What did I do to Ange?
No, but that's a good thing.
Is it?
That's a good thing.
I love Ange.
Yeah, but that's a good thing. He called him by and said, I'm 38.
Yeah.
At least he got your name right.
101.9 The Fox.
Not going to lie, over a week ago when the news dropped that Harry and Meghan wanted out, they wanted out of the royal family, I was walking around the house because I was home alone with the kids, just ranting to myself, thinking, why have I not got a radio show where I can rant about this? How disrespectful the poor queen. You don't do that to your grandma. You don't drop it on a website. You call her. You say,
You don't do it at all. You're a royal.
Well, see, I love your opinion on this, and we'll get to that in a second. Fev, I just want to start by saying, so I was ropeable at first, and I just thought, ooh, she's got her clutches on him now. She's left because it's not about her, and she wants to go and be a Hollywood actress, and that was her whole plan the whole time. I'm going to own it. I'm not a Meghan fan. What? I never was.
No, you weren't.
But
I was.
You loved her. You loved her. No, no. I think she really lost me. Look, I just, when the staff were all resigning or being let go, and I thought, why are they all leaving? Like, what? She can't be that hard to work for. But then I really didn't have much sympathy on that South African trip when she was visiting crisis centres and she was at a rape centre and she stood out the front and talked about how difficult her life was and no one was asking how she was. Well, when you're jet setting on private jets and you've got a security detail and about £1 billion, guess what? There's people doing it tougher. So no one's asking you how you are. That's where she really lost me. Oh, and the bit where she doesn't talk to her dad. I mean, we all have toxic family members. You just get along with them. You don't ostracize them. That aside though, Feb, if they want out, fine, go. Mm. But what I didn't like about it was they wanted a bit out, a bit in. So we want to keep our royal name.
Can't have your cake and eat it too, Boxy.
You can't. And remember, the day they made the announcements, we're stepping back, we're going to live in Canada, and when Trump's out, we're going to move to California because we're all principled. But what I didn't like was this fancy website goes up and it's called Royal Sussex, and their little emblem is a crown.
Page too, do they?
Yeah, they already had that.
Oh, did they?
But their Instagram, their handle, they've got a new emblem, like with an H and an M and a crown. Oh. No, hang on a second. I would have had far more respect if they were just Harry and Meghan. Did a website, drop royal, get rid of the royal. You've stepped away from that. So now that the Queen yesterday said you've got to pay back the money on the cottage, the $2.4 million for the refurbishment, you're not going to get any money, public money anymore. I rate that. Well done, Liz. But I don't want them getting any money for security. You now have to be a civilian.
No, they should have been like that hippie family. Remember they were like pretty famous and they sold up everything, went in a van and you've never seen them again?
Who are they?
Remember a couple of Josie, is it Joe?
Do you mean Bessie Bardot?
Yeah. They just took off.
Yeah, she was like a model.
Yeah,
and then she just went with her husband, Jeff.
Yeah, don't hear about him ever
do
again.
That. You're right. Do a Bessie Bardot.
They should have.
If they stepped away from all the royal bits.
Yep.
Now, Fev, you were a massive Meghan fan.
And I was.
I spoke to you on the phone the other day and you blew up about this.
I was half pissed.
A few Canadian clubs.
I was. I was sitting by the pool.
131060, if anyone else has been needing to rant but haven't had the microphone or the anyone to talk to, feel free to call in and have your own rant.
Sure. Well, my only opinion, Boxy, is that you're a royal. Harry, she knew what she was getting into. She stated that. She'd been warned. You can't go in and get married and expect everything. And once you're a royal, you stay a royal. It's a 1,000-year history.
Right.
Like, it's history. You can't just leave. You can't do that. But she's got him. She's like,
hasn't she got him? And what's going to happen,
Feb? She's like a venomous snake. She bit him and it's in there and it's like, oh.
And I feel for him because yesterday the Queen said he's got to step away from his military duties and he loved the military.
Yeah,
and a lot of his friends said that meant a lot to him.
That would have hurt.
But what's going to, fast forward 10 years, they're no longer the royals and all the sheens come off them. And yeah, she hangs out with Clooney and Oprah, but then he's aged a bit. He's no longer the prince.
No. He's going to lose it.
He's just your, nerdy sort of ex-royal husband.
No cash.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Archie.
He's
got no say in it.
I know.
And I'd love to be a royal.
You know, he's only met his grandmother once or twice.
Oh, there's issues.
Okay. That's a lot.
And you know what? I also knew when they snuck off for Christmas. You know what? We all have to spend Christmas with our family.
Yeah,
we don't get to escape. We've got to see them all. You can't just run off to Canada for 6 weeks.
Mm. Would you like to escape, Pearl, at Christmas time?
I love my family.
1019, The Fox. You know when it's your birthday and like your loved one, just before we get to the callers, they put a nice picture up and they say something nice.
Yeah.
Like Alex is trying to send me a bit of a message. She just put a picture up of me like just after I finished Jenny Craig and I look really trim.
Oh, you look, what a shot.
Just put a photo up now. Why did she put a photo up of us on the holidays?
That might have been the first one she flicked to.
Oh, she's going, mate, get back to that. Isn't she?
Now, it is your birthday, Feb. And one of your favourites was Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
On Suit. You loved Meghan. We all did it. We loved her through the wedding. And then it all just sort of gone a bit pear-shaped.
I chased her. Here.
That's right. We were out trying to get her to wave at you.
We had a band sing.
That's right. We were at the Tan and we had people in Harry and Meghan t-shirts singing them songs.
We got caught up in it.
And I've been saying to you for months, I've never liked the fact that she's just turned her back on her family. I just dropped them. And you were like, no, I still love her. And you've come back fired up. You're over Megan.
I'm off it.
You're off Megan.
Whoa.
Anyway, we were just talking about this, the whole Megxit debacle. And we've said 131060, if you've got a need to rant, maybe your friends are sick of you talking about it. We're happy to have a chat. Irene from Doncaster East. Hi, Irene.
Happy birthday, Chef. I've got to talk about this. This is the perfect song to introduce this. I got one thing right. Megan was going to be trouble from the start.
Oh, wow. She's even tied it in with the hit song that we played before we opened the phone.
There was a little glimmer when I saw her dear mum come, and I thought, wow, her horrible family and the world's going to embrace her, and then it was gone. She literally took everything for granted. She wanted her cake. She wanted to eat it too. Let's not forget, Kate was completely annihilated in the media, and she took it with poise. And Megan was just came in. She wanted to be this chick from Hollywood. Have you not seen The Crown? Do you not know what the obligation of The Crown?
Wow, she got to a point.
How hard can it be?
Wonderful points, Irene. You know, see, I second that. Great Megan's points. Going, I got all this hard time in the press. Oh, let's be honest. She's been in the public eye for 2 years in the royal family, less than 2 years. Have we all forgotten the Duchess of Pork? Mm. I mean, poor Fergie. Fergie got annihilated for about 15 years. Yep. Every day the press were talking about her weight and everything.
The Duchess of Pork.
But it was very unfortunate. But that's my point.
Is that real?
People have
that's
gone,
what she was called, yeah. Feb. That wasn't the official jurisdiction.
I'm
the Duchess of Pork. Region.
Well, Fergie was the Duchess of York, and the nickname the UK press gave her was the Duchess of Pork. Now, you've got a right to walk away from it, and that's what Megan's done. Right. She's gone, I don't want to be harassed, so I'm stepping away. But the only thing we've said is step away but give everything back. Yep. You don't walk away with your private bodyguards and your cash.
You get nothing.
Now, we've got Maggie from Werribee. Maggie, are you dying to get your opinion out and have a rant?
Yeah, I'm not happy.
Oh, now, what aren't you happy about, Maggie?
Well, I just think, why is no one talking about Harry? You know, he's also leaving. Why isn't he getting anything? And also, Kate, if Kate were to leave, I reckon we'd all be supporting her. We'd say, oh, she's done so much for us all. Let's let her have her little...
Oh, no, we'd give it to her too.
No, I don't think we would. I feel like Megan, no, she just keeps getting it and getting it. We're as bad as the media right now. We're not giving her a break. Why can't she leave?
Because it's history, mate. I mean, like, it's a thousand years of history. The monarch's a monarch because it's ruled. That's the whole point of the monarch. That's why everyone respects him in England. That's why everyone pays taxpayers money because it's the royals. You can't leave.
We don't even like the royals.
You don't. Well, I do.
No, we don't.
We're in the Commonwealth.
Maggie, you're not alone. You're not alone. There are lots of pro-Harry and Meghan people.
Remember when Fev got into a really, really heated argument with someone?
But I'm actually saying stats.
My new favourite line from you, Fev, and I want you to bring it up in most debates and conversations, it's history.
It's history. It is.
It's the Fox.
Poor Meghan Markle's now wearing a jacket she stole from Suits. Did you see that?
Thanks for your call, Maggie. Fifi, Fev and Byron. The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast on a very big day for Fev.
Happy birthday, big boy!
Big 39 boy today.
39, a beautiful boy.
It sounds weird when you say that because my mate, one of my good mates, Eddie Bales, calls me big boy, and he sent me a message going, "Big boy,
big boy."
When you say big boy, I don't know.
Yeah, but you're 6'4" or something. You're big. You're a yes. Now, Fev, it is your birthday. We've never had a chance to celebrate your birthday on air because we've never been on air. It's always been the holidays for your birthday. But we're back and we have arranged a little surprise for you. At this time of morning, you love to eat.
Nuts.
You get hungry. And we have the biggest, forget a cake because everyone gets cake. This is a seafood platter. You are a new pescatarian. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Lobster, prawns. There's some sashimi fish in there, mussels.
That is like the best present ever. Oh, my God. It's got 39 on it.
Look at it. We can light those up. They've got sparklers.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Can we light up the claws of the lobster as sparklers?
Now, that is on behalf of the team, Fev. We all want to wish you a happy birthday. I must say, though, when we were planning this, now, this was at the end of last year.
Oh, yeah.
So Leon suggested we should, because he is a pescatarian and he no longer eats red meat. Can I just say, though, as probably your closest friend in the team, speaking of myself,
debatable.
I feel like I know you, and I knew you even 6 weeks ago when you were a pescatarian, and I never thought it would last. And because you are now back on the red meat, this meat platter is just from me.
A meat platter.
This is freshly cooked. We've got sausages, chicken, ribs, the lot. That is a beautiful... That is all cooked from San Antone. They're at Crown. They've opened up early this morning just for you. Well done, San Antone at Crown. Amazing hot meat selection.
Oh my God,
thank
smells
you
amazing.
For that.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Thanks, guys. This is amazing.
This is almost like a surf and turf breakfast now, isn't it?
You know, when I said to Alex last night, I said, oh, because I've put on a bit of weight over the break because I've been eating a lot of food. And I go, it's my birthday, I'm 39, I want to be back to playing weight by 40. I'm going to start today. Might start tomorrow. Look at that.
You should see this. Honestly, I know it's all very visual. If you go to our Insta story, you'll see this incredible seafood cake. Thanks, Sue, Dina and Bill there at Fev's Mates, the lobster cake.
I didn't want to say.
You knew it.
But I knew, but I'm like, just in case it's from someone else.
They've done an amazing job, and of course the meat plate as well, the birthday meat platter.
San Head down to the Lobster Antone. Cave concourse.
San Antone nice. Crown.
101.9 The Fox.
What's happened to Rihanna? Where's Rihanna? You know, she was like, you know, 10 years ago, Rihanna was huge hit maker. She's obviously just cashed in and gone, I'll just hang around in Barbados for a few years. Because she's not really...
Isn't she trying to save the world?
Is she?
I think so.
She probably is.
She does a lot for charity, I reckon. Because the cyclones went over in Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
Is that right? And she's doing, I think she's been there trying to fix everything.
Well, that's great.
I think.
Look, she's wonderful. I love Rihanna. I just feel like she's made music lately. Well, see, Byron, has she made music
lately? There's what's called
lately?
An album cycle in the music industry, and she would just be between albums at
Katy
the moment.
Perry never stops.
Well, okay. Well, I think maybe some should stop and just relax and take time to make their album. I'm sure her next album will be amazing.
I'm just saying I miss her. Now, she has, though, just broken up with her boyfriend. Didn't even know she had one. This guy, his name's Hassan Jameel. He's a Saudi billionaire.
Yeah, there you go.
So billionaire, they've been together for 2 years and it's believed that they've just broken up. Well, now, actually, when you think about it, that's why she's not working. She's been dating a billionaire. Of course she's not working. Anyway, they've broken up and it's interesting. Whenever I read a story about somebody breaking up with a billionaire or a millionaire, like remember Johnny Depp's ex, Amber Heard, and then she went on to hang out with Elon Musk, that Tesla billionaire, and they broke up.
Well.
I remember thinking, why you break? Well, don't break up with a billionaire, because he came out and said he was heartbroken. Now, I respect that, though, to put love before money. But I imagine sometimes you miss the perks.
Oh.
Like when you've broken up with somebody that's got considerable cash and then you are no longer with them, you might be happier. You might have peace of mind. You may not have been in love with them anymore.
All depends on the prenup.
You might miss the money.
Not if you're smart about it and get half. And you're like, hey.
Yeah, but just boyfriends, girlfriends.
Yeah, but you still maybe live together. If you're with each other for 6 months, you can still.
I think you've got to live together.
Yeah, so I said live together.
Yeah, perfect.
But if you're going out with someone for 2 years, you're living with them, surely.
No, not necessarily. Not if you're like 20.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd remember when I was younger.
Really take it down. When I was 40.
No, I try to take it down and also disguise them, because the number of times an ex is accidentally listening, although I get a text out of the blue, thanks for that mention. No, this guy, I've actually almost forgotten we dated, so has he.
Come on.
Probably. But no, I remember
really
I was
close.
At uni. No, it's not, because I was at uni and he'd worked in some government department, but he had money. I remember sort of there was me, uni student, you know, struggling to see a movie once a fortnight. And he had money because he had a job and he wasn't studying anymore. And then when we broke up, I missed it. Sort of government body. No, I certainly didn't date Dan Andrews. But then I remember going, oh, I can't go out for dinner anymore because he had all the money.
Right.
I'm just saying I can relate to that. Not in the billionaire sense, but 13, 10, 60.
Effectively, you were just dating a public servant.
I'd love to.
who bought you the odd movie ticket.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, Boxy, it's not fun having no money. I'll give you the tip.
No, I know.
I went through that for a bit.
You're right. You did.
It ain't fun.
Well, 13, 10, 60.
Eating 2 minute noodles every night.
This is probably a question Alex never had to ask herself, but do you miss your rich ex?
Okay, wow.
13, 10, 60.
She didn't miss her poor one. I'll give you the tip.
So give us a call right now if, in fact, you will admit on air that, yeah, no, I dated someone and it was mainly for the money.
Yeah, you chose love and you decided you didn't love that person. You're no longer together, but you do miss some of the perks.
Well, that'd be a brave admission, wouldn't it? I mean, the little perk we've got of those tickets.
I mean, when
the
Rihanna's
model,
back in the recording studio, she's going to be missing this guy, Hassan. I miss Hassan and I've never met him.
Call us 13, 10, 60.
The Fox.
Fev, it's your birthday. We've had the incredible seafood platter from Lobster Cave.
That was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, how lovely. And how lovely are Sue and Dina?
They're just beautiful people.
They came in. Wonderful. Go and check them out. Go to the Lobster Cave. Get this incredible seafood.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's also the meat platter here from San Antone that's been smashed too. How's your tummy going at the moment, Fev? Because for a vegetarian, you're really laying it on.
Okay. I did make a pledge last year. It was around November-ish. And I stopped eating meat. And I did really well. I don't not eat meat for any other reason than it hurts my tummy sometimes if I have too much of it. And so I decided I'll just eat like white meat, like pescatarian style. And I did say, well, all Christmas, no worries. And then it was after New Year's Eve, I had a massive New Year's Eve, and I was still about 3 days into the year and I was still feeling a little bit, had way too much drink on New Year's Eve. And I cooked a roast down the beach house for the family, a big lamb roast, because we came into Melbourne for a day because Alex had to do some work. So I went to our butcher and I got a beautiful couple of lamb loin roasts for the guys, because Daniel and Mia and all the kids. So I cooked it up, the roast, and I'm like, I might just taste a little bit, just kick off the new year.
Yeah.
And I am back with a big way, in a big way. I had a steak every day in Hamilton Island. I am back.
He's back. I don't want
big time.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I remember we put bets down for how long.
Yeah,
I reckon I said before the end of Jan.
Yeah, definitely said before the end of Jan.
So I'm back on. I had twice in Hamilton Island, only there for 6 days. I had steak for lunch and steak for breakfast, steak for dinner. Doubled up.
Steak for breakfast.
No, sorry. Steak for lunch and steak for dinner. I doubled up. I am back in a big way.
I just had
ribs for breakfast, for God's sake.
And then remember, Fev, you started it, and then I watched all those docos on Netflix, and then I started. I came in and said, I'm a vegetarian for 4 days.
Yeah. Then you had 3 Big Macs.
Yeah.